I had this really sad realization. I was thinking the other day about a time machine. If I had a time machine, you know, because I'm really into history, like, would I go back and witness something, like, find out who Jack the Ripper was or stop the Kennedy assassination? And the first thing I thought of doing, if I actually had a time machine, is I would go back to around 1993 or 94 and kill George Lucas with a shovel. That was the first thing that came to my mind. And stop him from making the prequels. That's how I would try to save history.
Fans, welcome back to another episode of The Action Room. Thanks for listening. I think you all know me. I'm Tony Wolf.
I think you got it.
Producer Mike.
And yeah, we have a really exciting show for you guys.
Tony, why are you so sad?
I don't know. It's just, you know, I'm just in a bit of a down mood today. I mean, don't you have those sometimes, Goddess?
I do every day.
What about Producer Mike?
I think he's in one of his summer slumps. Even though it's not the summer.
It's like spring fever but reverse in the summer. I don't know. Well, I just want Iron Man 2 to come out.
Tony,
already.
Yeah. I have some exciting news today.
Oh, really?
I don't think you're going to believe this, but it's real, okay?
Wait, what?
We have a guest. This is the biggest guest I think any podcast has ever had.
Really?
Okay? Maybe
this
even any
total
talk show.
This is a surprise to me. I don't know what
I know,
you're talking about.
I know. The one, the only, George Lucas is going to be in the show, on the show, in studio.
No way.
Wow.
No, I'm serious.
No way is George Lucas going to be on the show.
No, I'm serious, Tony. I know you've been wanting to meet him for a long time.
No. There's no way you have George Lucas on the show right now.
Okay, just calm down.
He's going to walk into the studio?
Yeah. You got to relax.
George Lucas himself is going to walk into this studio.
Tony, please take it down.
We're going to interview him?
Okay, security.
Tony, we're going to interview him. Tony, calm down.
Oh, my God!
Security, can we take him out, please? Thank you. Okay. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
I apologize for all that
wildness. I apologize to the microphone. Wow. Okay, well, we had to take Tony away, but let's bring in Mr. George Lucas, and we have the music all ready for him. Let's go.
And now, a man who needs no introduction.
Oh, wait, actually, Jennifer, he wants an introduction. He wrote this. Here you go.
All right, here you go. Legend, visionary, God. None of these words are good enough to describe the man who has graced us with his presence today. The creator of Star Wars and Howard the Duck. The most misunderstood movie ever, Mr. George Lucas.
Thanks, fans.
Welcome to the Action Room.
I'm sure it's a pleasure for you to have me here.
So it was just announced that you've teamed up with a robot chicken creator, Seth Green, to develop a Star Wars sitcom. You know, I think the question that, you know, everyone has is, have you finished picking the bones of Star Wars yet?
No way. After this totally unnecessary Star Wars sitcom, we have Lady Gaga's Ewok Broadway musical for 2012 and the Dagobah Shore reality show on the E! Network, where we're going to follow around Yoda's long-term mistress and all their spoiled kids.
You do realize people used to respect you, right?
Also, we have the Force energy drink with real midichlorians inside.
All right, Mr. Lucas. Thank you for joining us in the Action Room.
Your money will be secure in our new chain of Jar Jar Banks.
After the break, Tony will return to host the Geek Newlywed game.
And don't forget the Build-A-Wookiee Workshops and the Creature Cantina Hard Rock Cafe all around the country!
Impressive. Now release your anger. You must assist that your wrists are in danger.
Oh, why'd you slice off my hand?
It's imperative that you understand. Obi-Wan was never father. Tell me too about your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
Then there's something I must reveal. Then I'm your father.
Did Today, one geeky couple will be competing to win the Geek Newlywed Game. And now, here's the star of the Geek Newlywed Game, Tony Wolf!
Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Geek Newlywed Game. I want you to meet our very special couple today, because we are going to have some fun. They have been married only 6 months. How about that? All right, today we've got, as our contestants, Colin and Amy. So welcome to the Geek Newlywed Game, Colin and Amy.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Yeah, so you've been married 6 months. Wow.
Are you going to keep up the voice the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to.
Okay. He's the game.
Right, go ahead. Keep going.
All right. So you've been married 6 months, and you're both geeks. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Amy, why don't you go ahead and tell them a little bit about that?
Well, who is the bigger geek here? Who's the primary geek in this marriage?
Colin, definitely.
All right. And when you first started dating, did you know that he was a geek, Amy?
I think the Han Shot First shirt gave it away.
Wow. How often did you wear the Han Shot First shirt, Colin?
Well,
it's hard to say.
I'm a geek that does his laundry, so it wasn't every day. I did have that when I met you, right? Okay. Yeah. Let's say once a month.
Right now, we hear that, Amy, you come from a strong geek background, but you had never, in fact, dated a geek, or did you date geeks before this strapping young man here?
No, Colin's my first geek.
All right, and your
and
last. All right.
Viewers.
Yeah, listeners. All right, so here's how we play the Geek Newlywed Game. Do you remember the Newlywed Game, Colin and Amy?
Yes.
All right, well, we will sequester each of you and isolate. Each one will ask you special geek-centered questions, also relating to your marriage. And here we go.
Tell them what they're playing for.
Oh, yes. All right, well, tell them what they're playing for.
You're playing for a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger knockoff called Super Ninja.
Wow!
Yes.
Super Ninja, complete knockoff, pseudo Mighty Morphin
Don't touch
Power
it.
Ranger.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
I'm sorry.
The judges will electrocute you.
Retail value, $1.69.
Woo! Nice. Okay, and our spokesmodel today is the popular host of a show called The Action Room. She's hotter than Olivia Munn, the Geek Goddess!
Hi, Tony.
Nice to have you with us. So, you're going to be here with us all week, right?
Yes, Tony. It's good to be here.
All right. Well, if you're ready, Colin...
The rules are, if Colin, whoever gets more questions right, if Colin gets more questions right, he gets the figure. And if Amy gets more questions, she gets the figure. So, you're going to have to duke it out.
All right. So, first we will sequester Mr. Colin Fisher.
We're sequestering Amy first.
Yes, that's right. Amy, you will go away, and Colin will stay. All right. We're going to escort her out of the studio.
She's sequestering herself.
All right, Colin. Are you ready?
I think so.
Amy has been secluded off stage in our very special soundproof room, so good luck to you, Colin.
Thank you.
If you're ready, here's our first question. Question number one, Colin. Who will Amy say is your favorite Star Wars character?
Ooh.
Favorite Star Wars character.
She will say, and I think rightly so, Han Solo.
All right, let's enter that into the record. Han Solo. Okay, question number two. What was the first geeky movie you saw together?
What was it? Hang on.
Colin.
We've been together 4 years, over 4 years.
Okay.
So
there may be many movies that were considered geeky, but what was the one that springs to mind as the most clearly classified as geeky?
Let's take it back.
Take it back.
Give me a second. So that would be...
Pressure is on.
First geeky movie that we saw, I made her watch, let's say Blade Runner.
All right, Blade Runner is the first geeky movie you saw together. Question number three, what superpower will Amy say she'd most like to have? That she'd most like to have?
I think Amy would...
There's a multiple choice.
Oh, yes, thank you. You can choose, and she will choose, from A, invisibility, B, flight, or C, X-ray vision.
I'm going to go with flight.
All right, so you feel your lovely spouse would prefer flight above all other superpowers in that very limited multiple choice question.
I think so, yes.
All right, and question number four, Colin, you're doing great. Would Amy dress up your kids for comic book conventions, yes or no?
Absolutely yes.
Wow. Got a good geek there, Colin.
Yeah, she loves kids.
All right.
All right, all so right. Let's now sequester Colin and ask your wife to come back in here.
All right.
All right.
So go ahead. All right, here we go. Amy's right. Back. How is the sequestration?
It's a great view.
Lovely view of Midtown Manhattan. All right, Amy. So, we're going to give you four questions now.
I'm kind of nervous.
All right, Amy. So, question number one.
We should have practiced more for this.
Yeah, okay. This is more complicated. Question number one, Amy. Name one geeky thing Colin owns that you would love to throw out the first chance you get.
Just one?
Just one. The thing that annoys you most is very geeky and you would love to throw it out.
Oh, I'm sure there's something. Actually
action figure.
I know, I've actually kind of grown on all of them, so.
Wow, that's true love, folks.
Can we go back to that one later, I think?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, question number two. Well, maybe you love him so much that you won't be able to answer any question about being annoyed at him, which is wonderful. Okay, what geeky thing about Colin annoys you? Perhaps just a little bit. Just geeky behavior, geeky thing, geeky obsession.
Well, he did spend many an hour the other day sitting in front of the computer just looking at old scanned comics.
Ah, what comics were these?
I think it was a bunch. I think it was the...
I actually know what this is because I read his Facebook.
I think, wasn't it, it was the original,
Tony, help her out.
It was the entire run of the X-Men. But anyway,
yeah.
So you found it a little annoying that he sat in front of the computer for hours upon hours.
I don't know that I would
reading
say
comics.
Annoying. I thought maybe there could have been some more constructive things happening.
All right, more constructive use of the time.
She found it annoying. Okay, move on.
All right, question number three. This is a multiple choice. I'm getting better at these multiple choice questions. Would you call Colin a geek, B, a nerd, C, a dork, or D, a bit of all three?
Oh, I would say he's an A and a B. He's
well,
a geek
you have to
and
choose
a nerd.
One. A geek or a so if it's like the SATs, it comes down to two out of four, a geek or a dork, which would be the predominant DNA in your husband?
Well, no, she said AMD, so
geek or
a nerd.
Oh, I'm sorry, geek or a nerd, yes.
I would go with geek.
All right, you feel Colin is more of an A geek. All right, question number four, and the final question. Where will Colin say he'd most like to make Whoopi? The planet Hoth, the planet Tatooine, or the venerable city known as Cloud City? Where would Colin say he would most like to make Whoopi? Hoth, Tatooine, or Cloud City?
I'd go with Tatooine. They got the two suns, right?
There's two suns, so it's extra warm if you're bereft of any clothing while making Whoopi.
Mm. All right.
Like the beaches of Tatooine.
We have to go back to the first question.
Oh, yes, yes.
No, I don't know.
One geeky thing about Colin that annoys you, even affects
you. No. That you want to throw away.
Oh, that you want to throw out. Thank you. Name one geeky thing that Colin owns of an item that you would love to throw out the first chance you got if you knew that he would never have a problem with it. What would you love to get rid of?
I really don't think there's anything.
All right, that's a valid answer. If he predicts that your answer is that you don't think there's anything... Or rather, he doesn't think that you would think. All right, we're all set.
Okay, let's bring him back
in. Let's bring Colin back.
Colin!
Awesome, welcome back, Colin. Now, we have both of our players, the happily married Colin and Amy, back in our game studio.
They're holding hands.
Oh, they're holding hands. Very sweet. They really are a wonderful geek couple, ladies and gentlemen of the Action Room audience. Okay, so... Let's do Colin's questions first about Amy. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, Amy's questions about Colin. So, Amy, we asked Colin, who would you say that your favorite Star Wars character is? Colin gave us his answers about what you would say. who do you think he thinks your favorite Star Wars character is? Question number one.
Yeah, we forgot the cue cards, so anyway.
Okay, so it's what I think he answered, not what I...
Precisely. Okay. Well, who would he say your favorite... Who is your favorite Star Wars character? A lot of thought going into this one. I see the wheels turning.
I think he would say Han.
Oh, yes, that is correct. Han Solo. All right, 1 point for Amy. Now, what, Amy, was the first geeky movie you two saw together? No help from
Colin.
Yeah, Colin. Do not betray with body language your answer. Ooh, Amy is getting very introspective, folks. This is fascinating.
I don't know.
The first geeky movie you saw together.
I know the first movie we saw together.
Would it be classified as geeky?
Gay cowboys are geeky, then it would.
I don't think Brokeback Mountain counts as geeky. Not for the purposes of this show. What's the first movie that we would clearly feel fits into a geeky category that you
X-Men
two saw together?
Is it X-Men 3, X-Men United?
All right, so you're gonna go with an X-Men or an X-Men 3 or X-Men 2, X-Men United.
X-Men what? 3, the third one, the one that the Angel was in.
Colin, what was your answer?
My wild shot in the dark was Blade Runner.
Oh, so that's a missed opportunity.
I have no idea.
Wait, we've been together
well,
4 years.
We've watched
a lot of movies in that 4 years.
Yeah, he said you saw so many geeky movies together, it was hard to go back and pick the first.
Okay.
He felt Blade Runner would have preceded the X-Men films. Okay, so question number three.
She just hit him with a pillow.
Yes.
A figurative pillow.
What superpower would you, Amy, most like to have? Colin predicted his answer. Now, we have multiple choice questions. Would you, Amy, most like to have A, invisibility, B, the power of flight, or C, X-ray vision?
And this is what I thought Colin answered?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but hopefully it's what you would genuinely answer as well.
As well. I think flying.
B is correct! Flying is correct! Woo! Okay, so question one and question three, you got correct. I'm keeping notes here. Now, question number four, and your final question, Amy. Would you dress up your future children, your future entities currently only in your mind, but your future children, for comic book conventions? Would you dress them up in comic book, geeky, or superhero, or science fiction characters? What do you feel, and hopefully that's what your husband would feel? Yes or no?
I'm hoping it's no.
Oh! What? Colin felt you were so thoroughly geekified that you would enjoy it because it would make the kids so much more adorable. And
how adorable to you would be our kid in an Ewok costume? Come on.
Or a Yoda costume.
What?
But you did say she loves kids. Maybe that's why she wouldn't put them through
His first words were, she loves kids, and you just thought it would be so adorable for you. All right, so that's a two-pointer for Amy. Now let's move on to Amy's answers about Colin. All right. So, Colin.
Wow, you're giving a little credit to Bob Eubanks. This is a complicated show.
Yes, well, perhaps when it was on a TV show, it was a little more clear. All right, so, Colin, we asked Amy if there was one geeky thing that you owned, a possession of yours, a geeky item, that you felt she would really like to throw out the first chance she got, and that you would, of course, forgive her.
Would I? Would I forgive her?
Is there an item that you feel she would love to throw out the first chance she got?
I don't know. She's given me a lot of geeky items, such as a Baron Harkonnen statue and a very large Darth Vader Pez dispenser.
Darth Vader Pez dispenser, wow.
Those are kind of tacky, so she wouldn't throw those out. I'm not sure what she would throw out.
No, because they were gifts to you, certainly.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Anything that has raised her ire in the time you've been together, or jokingly, affectionately raised her ire.
Let's say that, she also gave me this too, but let's say the 360, because that might take me away from her a little bit.
The 360, the Xbox?
Yes, yes.
What's your answer?
I said I wouldn't throw anything out.
Oh, you made me lose.
They almost should get a point for that because it was so adorable and loving.
Love doesn't count on this show.
All right, so question number two. It's sort of similar to question number one, but substantively different. What geeky thing about you, Colin, might annoy Amy a little bit, affectionately.
My constant etymology references, like, oh, that word came from the Latin for whatever.
Ooh, I love etymology myself. However, Amy, please tell us what your answer was.
Well, I thought of that, but I thought that was nerdy and not geeky.
Okay.
So I went with reading comics, scanned comics online all day.
I just started that this week.
Reading comics, scanned online all day. All right.
You didn't know she's annoyed by a lot of things.
But I will say it was very difficult for her, as you will hear on the show, it was very difficult for her to find anything that she would truly be annoyed at. Okay, question number three. So far we're 0 for 0, correct? Judges?
Right.
Yes, maybe a half point for love. Okay. Question number three. Would Amy call you, Colin, A, geek, B, a nerd, C, a dork, or D, a bit of all three?
It's got to be D.
You felt D, a bit of all three. Amy, which was your answer?
Well, I wanted to pick just A and B, but it wasn't an option.
Which were geek and nerd.
Right.
So I just went with A.
She went with A, geek.
Because I don't think you're a dork.
Aww. The love is permeable. It's tangible here in the room, people. Okay.
For now, wait till we get home.
They're losing, but it's sweet.
They're losing in a loving way. Okay, question number four. So far, Amy's kicking your ass, Colin. Question number four. Where would you, Colin, say that you would most like to make whoopee? A, the planet Hoth, B, the planet Tatooine, or C, the city of Cloud City?
Well,
Mr. Mike gets good credit for creating this question.
I'm going to rule out Hoth because Amy doesn't like the cold.
It's too cold on Hoth, that's true.
I'm going to rule out Tatooine because of the sand.
Oh, okay. Sand is brittle.
And I think Cloud City is lovely this time of year.
Cloud City has all those ethereal clouds. Well, Amy, please tell us the answer that you gave.
I went with Tatooine with the extra sun, and it's hot.
It's hot because you'd be naked, making love, apparently, and it would be like a beach.
Colin got nothing right.
That is amazing.
All right. Well, Amy kicked Colin's hiney. So, Amy, you are our Geek Newlywed Game Grand Prize winner. And this is your special prize, a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger knockoff ninja called Super Ninja with a retail value of $1.69.
Woo! Thanks.
Woo! And as we said, that is all. There are no other prizes. Now, Amy, this item is yours. However, since clearly you love each other very much and are very understanding about each other's geekiness, perhaps you will let Colin play with your new action figure?
Please?
Will you, Amy?
Well, I didn't want to take it out of the box.
Ooh, that's love, people. You can touch the box together. You can fondle the box together. And on that note, we'll wind up the Geek Newlywed Game. Thank you so much, Colin and Amy.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Tony Wolf. We'll see you next time on the Geek Newlywed Game.
And don't miss the excitement of the nerd news after the break.
Time for
Nerd News.
Okay, action fans, we have a very special live radio event for you. We have in the studio one of the first iPads ever created, and we have the actual physical iPad with us, and here to take us on a guided tour and a kind of user review of this debuting brand new technology, our Action Room guests, friends of the show, Jason Liebig and Amy Monty. Or is it Monte?
No, just Monty. Just Monty.
Amy and Jason.
Yeah. I was going to say it's Jason with his girlfriend's iPad, basically.
Yes.
Thank you. It is one of the first 500,000 iPads.
Yes, who owns this, Amy? It's your iPad, right?
It's mine.
You just let Jason play with it.
After he has done things for me, I let him use it.
Oh, very nice.
Let's talk about some geek-friendly applications here.
I think the one we're really waiting for is the Marvel app.
We have the Marvel app.
Ooh. All right. Yes. You've been waiting patiently, fans.
Nice.
Comics.
It opens up, and you can see the cover of Fantastic Four.
Oh, that's because we downloaded Fantastic Four.
Nice.
Now, here's a question.
Is there a lot to download for it? Like a lot of different comic books?
I could safely say I am not impressed by the selection of books available.
But how many? You think it's 3,000, 5,000, 80?
You know, I actually read somewhere, I think it's probably no more than maybe 1,000.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Now, is the Marvel app entirely free? Do you download comics for free?
You can download a few for free.
Okay.
They do have some free comics, but the rest cost you money.
How much money are we talking?
Let's find out. let's find out. Okay, oops. I actually didn't want to do that. Okay. Okay, here we are. We're at My Comics. I can go to the store. So you go into the store and
it's
you
a great picture by John Romita Jr. of the Avengers, which I think was drawn for this.
So you see up on the top, you've got featured, new, popular, and free. So, you know, I immediately go to the free ones, and you can download things like Amazing Spider-Man 546.
They're recent books. Within
some
the
of them
past
are.
Several years.
They have Hulk, Jeff Loeb, Ed McGuinness, Hulk
right.
number one, you can download for free.
Right.
The featured books are things like Astonishing X-Men number one from 2004, Civil War number one.
Right.
I assume that means they have the whole library.
Now, would this become like a monthly thing where you can get two and three and four, or it's only going to be selected issues?
Is there a subscription kind of thing?
I don't think there is yet. I think... and again, I'm not a student of the Marvel online experience. I don't think they've quite got it up to where you can get the current comics online at the same time as you can get them in the public at the comic stores.
Okay,
I'm sure that'll change though.
You know what? I think the best thing they could do is first of all, the comics right now are $1.99. I think they need to drop them to 99 cents, and I think they need
like a
to,
song on iTunes.
I think yeah. so. Look, I think that's
no, but iTunes went up, right?
What
the songs went up?
Some songs went up, but some songs remain.
Oh, the same. Okay.
Yeah, and I believe artists can set their own price too.
Oh, all right.
Apple encourages you to price them
okay.
a certain way.
What's great about this, I think, is that if people like me who have a lot of clutter. And I don't have room, so you could have a lot of books without
no
actually
paper.
Having right.
Yeah.
But then again, I also like the experience of having.
Yeah,
it
how
in my
does
hand.
It differ for you guys?
Do you rather have books?
The reason I bought it was specifically for the book reader because our apartment right now is ridiculously overflowing with the amount of books.
Yeah.
I mean, I can read a book in a day.
Oh wow!
The amount because I'm a fast reader, so
okay.
that's great.
I can read a book in a day, so.
All right, so overall the... Oh, wow, that looks awesome. They're just looking at a comic
you
right now.
You can enlarge each specific paneling.
Oh, it like
panel
fades and... Oh, that's awesome.
I actually would like to comment on some of the features of this
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I was just going to preface this by saying, like, you know, the digital comic book experience in the past has been pretty bad.
Yeah.
So online, I think, you know, on the iPhone and stuff like that. So what has been your experience with the iPad?
Well, I would also like to preface what I say about it. You know, I was back at Marvel and DC when they were partnering up DC was partnering up with, I believe, AOL, back mm-hmm. when AOL was so powerful.
Can we have a little AOL impression, Tony?
Goodbye. You've got mail.
Okay,
anyway. Sorry, it's the dial-up sound. A real geek can actually talk to another computer using those sounds.
What?
The whistles. What's that? Yeah, you can get it to put up letters. Anyway,
like
so,
right?
So back then, you know, they would do these little online comics, and they were drawn very well, but then they would put little sounds and little animations to give it some kind of novelty. And I was never, as a person who loves comics, I was never impressed. Well, I know with things like this, people are going to be tempted to put, you know, sound effects and everything, and I think... As I actually spoke to producer Mike earlier in the week, I said, you know, I think by doing so, you end up not doing anything particularly great. You end up doing a couple things badly. You have bad animation and bad comics. The thing about this Marvel app, they do something...
Because these aren't motion comics.
No, these are just comic books on an e-reader.
Yeah, these are just comic books on an e-reader. However, what the Marvel store does do, and I don't think they're going to keep doing it, or I don't think people are going to be keen to it all that long, is they give you an option to look at things panel by panel. So you can look at the whole page like you would a regular comic book. You can also have it zoom in on just a panel, and then you don't know what's on the next panel, then you flip it. And it's almost like you're never going to be... there's no spoilers, I guess, from panel to panel.
Right, right.
However, I think whoever came up with that idea has a fundamental lack of understanding of how comic books are designed.
Right.
And comic books are designed to be seen as a page. There is an aspect of spoiler to it, but... a guy like Alan Davis, who's a wonderful illustrator, a very talented writer from the UK, once told me, he says, you know, if you forget that these are built a certain way, like you should have a certain thing in the bottom right panel that sort of makes you have to turn the page.
Right, right.
I mean, these are pretty much
cliffhanger,
basic.
A mini cliffhanger.
Yeah, a mini cliffhanger at the bottom corner of each page. And page design works a certain way. The way you read a comic is by understanding how panels go.
The color looks great. So
yeah, I have heard a lot of professional colorists and comic artists say their work is more fully realized on this than sometimes even on the printed page.
Better realized, because these guys are working on computer. Back when we were still using a lot of newsprint, and some comics would be on glossy, some comics would be on newsprint.
You'd lose a lot of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and also just the printing process in general, you lose a lot. And that's something I'm actually curious about, because there's a couple things. You see things on the screen that you can't see. At the same time, if a comic book cover, say, was using a fifth color, which is anytime we use like a silver ink or a fluorescent ink, you're not going to get that on here, so you're going to lose abilities.
Right.
I mean, you know.
In two sentences or three sentences, Jason Liebig, why do you think DC does not have a comics app and only Marvel 2 weeks or a week and a half into the iPad release? Why have they fallen asleep at the wheel?
Because Steve Jobs is the single largest stockholder in Disney since they acquired Pixar, and Disney owns Marvel. Boom.
Ooh. Oh, snap!
And that'll end the show. Thank you so much,
Jason and Amy,
for the iPad.
You're giving us a special tour.
Quick, Tony, knock him out. We'll take it. All right, and so next week, Mocha?
Next week we'll be covering Mocha. The Museum of Comic Book and Cartoon Out has its essentially the equivalent of like an indie film comic book festival. Really great people there. We're going to be interviewing people. We'll be there all weekend. Look for us. You may recognize us, and you can take a picture with us if you really want to, because we're kind of awesome.
And follow us on Twitter, Facebook.
Twitter,
all
Facebook,
that
all that stuff. And I'm Tony Wolf.
Nikki Goddard.
Producer Mike.
And that's all, folks.